Howdy, y'all. Welcome to Yarns and Tales. Today, I really am sincere when I say this one's gonna be kind of quick. I'm running a little bit late for work today, and it's been one crazy week for me in just my personal life and work life. And everything. I'm finally feeling a whole lot better from being sick. So that's an upside to all of this. So with that said, let's share a little fun, why don't we? So back in episode 92, we did a crochet project using that jute that I talked about. Well, and I had promised y'all that I would do a little piece about knitting with it. So I sat down this morning when I had a few minutes of peace and calm before too much crazy started happening. And I was like, okay, brainstorm. What is something that would be quick and easy, but kind of, you know, the holidays are coming up, you know, with Thanksgiving and a lot of you sit down celebrations where you just eat too much. Thanksgiving, your winter holidays. American Thanksgiving. Let me put it that way. Americans, when they sit down to Thanksgiving dinner, they seem to think that they have a stomach 6 times bigger than it really is and that they are supposed to by some ungodly mandate eat like they're at some eating contest to see who can get the most wieners down their throat or whatever. No, it's not about that. But y'all all started laughing or smiling, those of you American side, because you know what I'm talking about. You've seen it, your uncles, your aunts, your cousins, maybe even yourself. You sit down and you got that turkey and you got the dressing and mashed potato. You got all these starches and the meats and then, oh my God, at the desserts. Well, we're not going to think any more about that. It's a sit down thing. And so I was thinking, okay, with the jute, well, napkin ring holders. Quick, easy, and burlap. Okay, where I work at, people doing burlap centerpieces and placemats and, oh my gosh, it burlap. Well, jute is a rope version that smells pretty much just like it. So what I did was, hey, let's see how hard it would be to knit up a quick napkin ring holder. So, or rather a napkin ring. So I broke out my chunky size, U.S. size 11 knitting needles. And this goes with that 3-pound jute that I was working with a couple episodes back. And I cast on 7 stitches. Then I did a garter stitch. You know, knit this side, knit that side, knit this side, knit that side, and y'all kind of already know where I'm going. And I did that for, I believe I counted 30 rows. And that made a decent size average napkin ring. At least what they, you know, pawn off here is napkin ring holders. And then I joined it, and instead of burying for now, instead of burying the tails, because I did a long tail cast on, the way I ended it and the way I stitched it up, I ended up with both tails on the same end because I kind of did a crisscross stitch up. And so I tied it in a square knot and then tied a bow on top of it. And it made the cutest little napkin ring. If you are into very natural-esque, you know, you want to go simple, well, this made the cutest, quickest little project. was to knit up a napkin ring holder. You can actually make a set of these real quick. Whip a little colored ribbon around that to make the bow. If you want to hide the ends, you could probably decorate it up a little easier. But cast on 7, 30 rows, cast off, stitch together, ta-da, project. I think that is one of the quickest projects I've ever talked about on here. And it's a very practical, useful one, too. That, I think I may end up making some more of those. Update, the whole RV question that I was talking about, you know, being a drive-around classroom kind of teaching fun venue for my area, not really as profitable or beneficial as I had hoped. My area is just not dense enough, and I mean that population-wise, not mentally. Population-wise, our city area just does not have the population to warrant that kind of roving business. But in a bigger city, that could actually prove to be quite popular. So, yeah, my area, not so much good thing. But in a larger area, the cost of investment, it would pay off a lot faster than it would from, you know. You hear what I'm babbling? So, that RV dream got a flat tire, is now parked somewhere. Maybe later, you know, one day or not. So what else have I been working on? I have not been working on any, well, I take it back. I got caught, talked up on Etsy to expand my Maddie, baby sock pattern to a toddler size. So I'd already been toying around with it, and they inquired as to when I would be doing that. I'm working on one of the test things. It's a case of, okay, you work the math. Yeah, that looks right. Then you work it out. No, I have still not forgot about y'all being some of my test subjects or testers, not subjects. Don't ask. It was talk about zombies today at lunch with my kids. That's always a hilarious topic with them. Zombie this and zombie that. Prepare for an apocalypse. What do you need? You need goggles. You need a chainsaw. You need a shotgun. A machete. And a flamethrower might have been brought into it. So, yeah. Oh, not to mention a good water supply, dry goods that you can actually eat long term, wouldn't hurt. And an armored RV is not a bad thing, as long as you have fuel to run it. The movies keep getting it wrong, according to them. So yeah, that's what we were discussing at lunch today with my young adult children. Zombie apocalypse. That and how wonderfully good our burgers were today from Sonic. Sonic Drive-In. It's a local thing. Well, it's an American thing. Not everywhere has a Sonic Drive-In. But, oh my goodness, the burgers here, the double cheeseburgers. Yeah, that's my vice. Okay, you know, an edible vice. Yeah, them. That and their milkshakes. Oh my goodness. So good. But that's pretty much telling the tale. A little bit of yarn business. Oh, I just lost my train of thought. Holy smokes. How do you do that? You get on a roll and then all of a sudden your brain goes snap white. No idea what you're going to say. So, all in all, I'm sorry this is so short, but like I said, I'm a little rushed for time. Okay, let me throw this at y'all. Who has worked with Red Heart's reflective yarn? I had a woman come in the other day, and she was asking about it. And, you know, we were talking about she's going to do stuff for members of her family that like to go running. And I was talking about, oh, that'd be great for kids' wear, you know, send them in the backyard around dusk with a flashlight and watch them highlight each other. You know, that would just be great as make them hats and scarves and mitts and whatever. But, yeah, that would just be, like, neat. Okay, guys, I know this is kind of choppy and blunt and kind of weird, but I have to go be at work in 45 minutes, and it's a 15-minute drive, and that's if traffic's good. And I was in town earlier today. People, let me tell you, holy cow, there's just all kinds of traffic. Unreal. Seriously unreal. But I digress. Guys, if y'all feel bad, really, I hope y'all feel better soon. If you feel good, spread around. Make everybody smile. If you cool, okay, if you're cold, warm up. If you're too hot, cool off. And if you're right there, the really happy, you must be having weather like we are right now. It is so perfect outside. It's not hot. It's not cold. It is just like perfect fall time weather. And I have to go work indoors somewhere. It is such a shame, ain't it? But I can't complain. At least I'm working. And I could really kind of use the money right now. But then who couldn't? You know? I got to pay for my yarn somehow. Anyway, guys, y'all take care. My website, www.revlea.me, revlea.me. Come by, have a visit, take a looky-loo. It's lots of podcasts right now, but I do have some other stuff on there. But I'm going to fix all that. Guys, thank you for listening. Really and truly, I do thank you. And until next week, when I have no idea what I'm going to work with or talk about, well, I might talk about the costume I've been working on all this week because I didn't have time to talk about it today. Anyway. That's a story for next week. But until then, guys, thank you. Take care. Y'all have fun. Bye, y'all.